Hi, everyone. Welcome to How I Built This, a conversation for those who love entrepreneurship and driving change. Each episode will be bite-sized nuggets of information about building an organization that is teaching our future female leaders the essential skills, skills that will transfer across multiple industries, making them invaluable global citizens. I'll answer three questions they ask of me and guide you through what it took for me to do the work. From a spark of an idea 2 years ago until today. Let's get this conversation started.
All right, to begin, our first question is, having the support of others when creating a program like this is key to success. How did you manage to bring together such a diverse group of champions to help make us Athena Racing bigger?
It was really easy, but I have such a passion for this and such enthusiasm that I am told all the time that it's very, very contagious. But this also falls back to another episode where I was talking about being responsible and having integrity with your reputation. So everyone who knows me knows that when I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it. So I don't sit around and go, oh, in a couple of years, I'm going to finally get this launched. No, I went into fast forward motion. I started connecting with everyone I didn't know to tell them about this. And from that, the word has just grown. And it's amazing how many people are willing to help when they meet or see or read anything that the team is doing. They get so inspired by the fact that all of you are, you know, sixth grade through 12th grade, and you're producing work that rivals adults who have been in their career for 10 plus years. So when they see that, they see what you're putting behind it, then they get behind it. And then the momentum just keeps building because there's such enthusiasm for this. And everybody's just excited to see what you'll grow into. Like, all of us adults know that we're putting time and effort into young girls who are going to be out there changing the world in whatever format and way that you do it.
Yeah, it seems like such a rewarding process to see the progress that everyone makes.
Yeah.
All right, our next question is, one of the most important parts of a nonprofit is the board who backs it. What exactly does a board do?
So our board is a working board. We're still a very young nonprofit, so we're still getting our footing. Having this great team of directors who are on the board and advisors and ambassadors, you know, they're all putting time and effort into helping in whichever way they can. You know, they're not all doing the same exact thing. They all have different strengths. And I'm lucky that I have this tendency to be able to, you know, I don't know, people just come to me. It's like the universe brings them to me sometimes. You know, I'll say, oh, I need help with this. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm shaking hands and meeting somebody who does that or knows how to do that. And it's like, wow, this is amazing. This happens for me. But because of that, I've got this diverse group of board members who have all of these different strengths and characteristics and abilities that we need to make all of this come to life. Because right now, this is very much of a working piece where we all have to put time and effort into it to really make it grow. You know, a couple of years from now, hopefully the CEO of GM is on our board of directors. I know she's really busy, but, you know, and maybe we get Elon Musk on there. Maybe we get, you know, somebody from Virgin Galactic on our board of directors. You know, it takes this whole group of adults who are very secure in their career, who have that connection, who can call someone up and say, hey, I need for you to do this. Come on, step up. So I'm lucky that I am surrounded by other adults that think the same way, and they really want to put time and effort into our next generation of female leaders. You know, we want you guys to succeed like crazy. So, you know, we're really working hard to put this in place for you. I want this to be around 100 years from now. I have a 100-year plan. So, yeah, like the Girl Scouts, we're going to still be around 100 years from now.
Awesome. Seems like it's great to have such a board that brings the same energy and the same enthusiasm to really drive everything that has to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Our third question is, what sparked the idea for the student advisory board?
It was you. It was you and the other nine who just shone last summer during the Fab Camp. Like, you guys were the standout group who, I gave you homework assignments, and I hope they were fun assignments, but I knew they were a little bit of work. And those of you who are on the board were the ones who didn't push back and say, "Oh my God, why are you making me do this during the summer?" And you dove in there and you did the art projects and you wrote articles and you created videos and you were engaging during our Zoom sessions. And you just made me realize, I need them so that I can bounce ideas off of them, so that I'm not just throwing an idea out there and you're throwing a wad of bubble gum up against the wall and hoping it sticks. Like, I need to know that all of these teenagers that I am speaking to on a weekly or monthly basis are going, "Oh, okay, that's really cool. I want to do that. Oh, that's fun." So, when I and just watching you guys and me having the spark of an idea and then throwing it out to you, and every single person was like, "Yes." So it's been really fun, because then I also, otherwise I would only talk with students every summer, and this gives me the chance to stay in touch with all of you all year long instead of it just being a summer thing. So this is also fun with how it's given me different ideas for us to grow Athena and to keep you involved and maybe do something that's even bigger than anybody's thought of, but I've got it captured right here. So it's going to be fun to keep bouncing my ideas off of you and for us to grow this to something bigger, 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 bigger. So, yeah.
Very cool, very cool. All right. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to our How I Built This episode of our podcast, Drive to Success. Make sure you check out our website at athenaracing.org and all of our media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, at Race Athena. Our events are incredibly fun and our membership is growing rapidly. You can attend as a guest too if you haven't become a member yet. Our programs are free thanks to the incredible support of our volunteers and sponsors.